Bank of Cardiff, this is Shaw.
Hi.
Hello?
Hello. Hello.
Hi. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Are you calling for the mailer?
Yes, I am.
Okay, perfect. Sure. What's the 16-digit reservation code?
It is 2411.
Mm-hmm.
4201.
Okay.
0012.
Okay.
And
what's the last four number?
3135.
Okay. Let's take a look. All right, and this is for Silvestri Diaz?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and just in case we get disconnected, is this number ending in 3351 the best number to get back to you at?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, give me one second. I'm just pulling up your file. Okay, perfect. And is this are you Mr. Diaz?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay. What's the name of your business?
Five Star Greenskeeper.
Five Star Greenkeeper.
Right.
Okay. Perfect. I'm just going to confirm a couple of pieces of info I have on your business, and then I can answer any questions you might have. Is your billing address the 320 Butch Cassidy?
No, our physical location that we have our business is 4492
mm-hmm.
East Highway 90.
East Highway 90, okay.
Yeah.
Del Rio?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And how long have you guys been in business for?
4 years.
4 years, okay. And are you the 100% owner?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Alrighty. So we have a lot of different programs here at the bank. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction?
Well, right now what I'm having trouble is on my accounts receivables.
Okay.
They've increased hand over hand, and I'm having to wait 30, 60 days, and
mm-hmm.
I've squeezed myself dry on the funds that I had.
Yeah.
When I accepted all this additional work that these companies asked me to do, which we have, and we're generating a lot of invoices every day, but it's just getting too much to deal with on the receivables part.
Oh wow. It's kind of like a double, it's like good and bad. You know, you have a lot of, a lot of projects, but they're just taking forever to get paid on.
Yeah, because you're dealing with all these corporate entities that they want you to do the job and then submit the invoice, and then they get it submitted to receivables, and, so that's from that.
Yeah. Okay, so it's basically you're working with a lot of, like, corporate companies, and they're taking forever. Mm, okay.
It goes through the normal receivables procedure.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Accounts payable procedures. Receivables are mine.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The accounts payable department takes forever to pay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you have a couple things out right now that are like 30 or 60 day.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and then how much do you need?
I was thinking like 10,000 or 15.
10, 15? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And what was your gross annual sales like last year?
Pardon me?
What's your gross annual sales from last year?
My sales last year, if I'm not mistaken, they were 375,000.
375,000, okay. And it sounds like this year is going pretty well for you, you know, with a lot of new projects.
Yes.
Do you know what you're tracking to do this year?
It's probably going to be in the range of maybe 500.
500?
Okay. Maybe more.
Okay. How much accounts payable do you have out right now?
Right now, when I finish doing this, when I finish doing my invoices for this month, I'm expecting somewhere around 50,000, 75,000.
50, 70. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And those are coming in a month or two, basically.
Right.
Okay. Sounds good. Do you have, do you work by yourself, or do you have, like, other employees?
No, I have people that help me.
Oh, okay, that's good.
I have people that help me, but that's also the other problem that I'm just getting. I have trouble making payroll because of all the
receivables, payables.
Money goes out and
yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Let's see here. Okay, and then how would you rate your credit? National average is about 680. Do you think you're around that or above or below that?
No. Mine has gone down due to the fact that I've been writing it out for this long.
Okay.
And subsequently, my credit has gotten damaged. It's not going to, I'm not going to put it any other way.
Oh, okay. You have a lot of, like, maybe, like, credit card debt or something?
Well, really, yeah. And, of course, my loans that I have on machinery and what have you, yeah.
Oh, I see. Like, equipment financing that you have out right now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My trucks, everything gets affected here and there.
I see. Okay. Do you have any working capital loans?
Working capital loans?
Yeah.
No, I do not.
You don't have? Okay. Have you had one before?
No.
Okay. 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 And then can you tell me a little bit about your business, like exactly what you do? And it sounds like it's construction, but what is specific?
It's actually landscaping.
Oh, okay.
It's landscaping, but we've been extending our services to more than just landscaping. Since we do a lot of apartment complexes, they're granting us a lot of work that's involving anything to do in the apartment complexes, from painting to concrete whatever they need. So it's everything.
Kind of like little things here, they're like touching up, like
anything,
paint.
Preparing and preparing vacant apartments to be occupied again, and so
So you kind of extended out, you know, what you used to do, which is just solely landscaping. Now you do like little touch-up work and like renovations a little bit.
Anything that the apartment complex needs being done, they just tell us, okay, here's this other work order, and I have guys doing that, like, 100, that's all they do, all day.
I see. Okay. Well, that's probably why your payables are so high, is because you have so much more other stuff to pay for now. Or to buy. Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and then do you have, like, or what bank do you normally work with?
I'm with Texas Community Bank.
Okay, and do you have like a line of credit with them at all?
No.
No, okay.
No.
Have you gone to them to see if they can they can get you a loan or like a line of credit or anything like that?
No, because I haven't. No.
Yeah. Well, they usually take forever, so.
Yeah, and I know what they're going to want, and I know I'm not going to qualify.
No, yeah, that's true. They're a little bit more strict. Okay, so what I can do right now is I can send over the application, and all I would need is just a one-page app, which is just your personal information, your business information. I'll need January to June business bank statement, and then your most recent tax return. And just from those three things, I'll be able to come back with some numbers, and you can see what you're qualified for.
Okay.
Okay. And let me just kind of explain to you how our loans work, kind of like the structures, because you never had a working capital loan before. So I just want to make sure, you know, what we have and what we offer is in line with what you're looking for. So what we do is basically we look at your bank statement and your tax return to see what your sales are. From that, we can generally free up about 10 to 15% of it. So from your sales of, you know, $3,500, we can definitely get you like 10 to 15K that you're looking for. Maybe even more, we can see. And then from that, once we get the amount that we approve for and you say yes to the terms, we deposit the money straight into your business checking account. And then from there, you can use it for whatever you need. So if you need it for, you know, $1,000 here for payroll, $1,000 here for this and that, that's fine. You can use it for whatever you want. Okay. And then the term is basically is either a daily, weekly, or monthly payment. So we have three options, and then it just depends on which one you qualify for. And obviously, we'll give you options to choose from. And then from there, that's how you basically that's how your payment comes from.
And what is that APR usually range from?
The APR is all over. I mean, the interest is all over the map, so I can give you a better idea what you specifically qualify for with the application.
Okay. And when you say tax returns, or I have the bank statements, but then you were asking for something else.
Tax return, yeah. So do you already have 2015?
Like the annual tax return?
Yeah, this is the business annual tax return.
Yeah, okay, I understand.
Yeah. Do you have 2015s or do you have only 2014s?
Yeah. No, I have the last year's.
Oh, you do? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have any questions about how the program works?
On the length, how many years do you usually...
So it usually ranges from 3 months to 3 years and anything between that. Mm-hmm. And then plus, I mean, since you're going to get paid in like 30 or 60 days, it doesn't really, you know, it doesn't seem like it will be an issue for you.
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. So I will go ahead and send this over to you. What's your email?
It's S-I-L.
Mm-hmm.
V as in Victor, E-S,
mm-hmm.
And then the last name, Diaz, D-I-A-Z,
okay.
At AOL.com.
At AOL.com. Okay, so S-I-L, V as in Victor, E-S, D as in David, I-A-Z, at AOL.com.
Can you repeat it again? I'm sorry.
Sure, no problem. I have I L V as in Victor, E S as in Sam, D as in David, I A Z at AOL.com.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. So I'll go ahead and send over the application and the list of things I need, which is just the banks and the tax. And then, okay. Do you know when you might be able to get everything into me?
Maybe today, I imagine.
Today? Okay, yeah. Pretty straightforward application. Okay, perfect. So I'll look out for it, and then just in case you have any questions, do you have a pen and paper on you? I want to give you my direct line just in case.
I can submit this email, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. I'll put it in the email so that way you have it there.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I don't have anything to write on right now.
Okay, no problem. I'll send it in the email.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you. I'll talk to you later then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bye.